Welcome, everyone. This is our last hour for the week, and there's no AFL footy this weekend for the first time prior to a grand final in a long time. So we just need, we don't want to play the game now, Wisp. We don't want to do our best stuff now. So we need to change our focus right now and just go down somewhere.
Racehorsing.
Well, racehorsing would be the best option, and the best racehorsing man in the business for my racehorse, Elite Racing Affordable Ownership, myracehorse.com, is Jason Richardson, and he joins us in the studio. He's back, the big fellow. Welcome, Jason.
You bloody beauty. Finally back.
Hey.
It's great to be back. Welcome, one. Hey, before I even start, Gaz, congratulations on the unbelievable honour that you have got to hand over the Premiership Cup. I'm more of a Simon Eichold man. I thought he was the obvious one, but look, he got overlooked.
Couldn't get there.
So who did you beat for this? So you needed to be a Melbourne player living in Perth. Who else was there?
Just before you want to run down the greatest thing that's happened to me. there's a thing called a mobile phone, which I thought a message may have swung through at some stage, but he's waited for the Friday to come through. So I have him ticked off. I wrote down the
people who hadn't texted
you. 400 or 500 that I expected to hear from. There's about 3 that haven't come through, and you, my friend, were one of them. But anyway, it's nice of you to get it done now.
Well, that's disappointing by me. I've let myself down and my family. No, congratulations.
No, thank you, mate.
That is going to be bloody brilliant.
Well, it is. It's exciting to just wander out, but of course, the boys have got to get the job done, or it'll be Chrissy Grant, who's also one of my all-time favourites.
They're absolute morals.
Gary, he's talking about the...
That's all we want to hear right now.
The floral shirt with the navy blue suit.
Ooh, you're not going to go a floral
shirt. No socks, a chalk
you're
loafer.
You're not doing that, big boy.
I'll run it past you as my fashion man. You and the Wisp, you know I'll do that.
I want you to channel more of your country Gary, not your Melbourne High School Gary.
You want the stereotypical Melbourne?
Well, Ralph Lauren polo with the collar up. That's what we want from you. Hey, Richo, we need to give you your flowers too, because both thought that you did a magnificent, superb job at the Olympics. Well done to you.
Thank you
very
much.
In all seriousness, not an easy job. To be down there, what do you call it, the pit?
In the mix zone.
In the mix zone. Not an easy job to, you know, catch the athletes as they
come off
after doing their stuff.
It was bloody good.
Yeah, no, you did a bloody good job.
You did a bloody good job.
Absolutely. Under difficult circumstances.
It was hot.
Yeah?
It was damn hot. But chatting to you boys every second or third morning when you couldn't get your number one man in Nathan Templeton was a great thrill. I enjoyed.
Would have been nice for you to turn
the track. If he's at the track, we would have.
Would have been nice for you to turn your microphone on occasionally.
Yeah,
so
right.
We saw your lips moving, but we didn't hear much from you.
No, that was perfect. That was the way. I think I was on mute. It was a little off back.
What was your highlight?
What was your absolute highlight?
I think it's the stories that we hear from, you know, so many athletes that have overcome difficulty from a pure athletic point of view. I think Safana Sarn's performance this was the Dutch woman who ran the 5,000 metres. She won a gold medal in the 5,000 metres. God, it was hot over there for those that don't remember. It was about 80% humidity, 30 plus degrees. She wins the 5,000 metres, backs up in the morning to run a heat of the 1,500 metres, trips with about 300 metres to go. She looks up. They're about 60 metres ahead of her, top 5 to go through to the next round. She's sitting last, jumps up, sprints after them, loops around them, makes it through, wins that heat, goes through to the semi-finals, makes it through to the final, gets a bronze medal there. The following night, runs the 10,000 metres and wins a gold medal.
Unbelievable.
What a freak.
Extraordinary. The greatest male performance on the track during the Olympics, did you think was...
Greatest male performance? Gee, that's a tough question. Sprinters were solid without being startling. Mm-hmm. I thought 100 metre, you know, was fantastic. Obviously, the Italians winning. Maybe the high jump. The high jump was damn good.
It was.
Though that didn't quite feel right, did it? Had a tie?
It was an unusual way to finish. Now, you go to a lot of the yearling sales, so you got a good eye for...
young talent.
When you just cast your eye over, who was the most superb looking athlete in terms of physical projection?
Oh, golly gee, there's some impressive looking. I mean,
it must be amazing to see it.
The number one sport for fit bodies.
Right.
Pure athlete bodies. It's hard to go past Elaine Herra-Thompson, who is perfectly built, the 100, 200 metre. Olympic champion from Jamaica. She's perfectly built for what she's trying to do. But there might be a thing, Mo, the 800-metre runner, the female runner from America. She ran 155. She's only 19 years of age. She is a special talent.
What about our Aussie decathlete?
Oh,
no, I forgot
he's huge. Big Ash Maloney.
Ash.
Yeah,
big,
Ash.
Oh, he's
a specimen.
He is a big man mountain, isn't he? And he's a bit like, and I say this with unbelievable respect, he's a bit of a big Dumbo at the moment. Because he's only a young kid.
Hard to say that respectfully.
No, but you know what I mean? He's just growing into his body. He's going to be an absolute freak.
We spoke to his coach the morning after, and I can't remember his name. I think it might be
Eric Brown.
Eric Ecker said that he will be the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, he
potentially
did.
He could be.
No, he didn't say potentially.
Oh, okay.
He potential. Said he will be.
Jeez, he declared Ecker. It.
That's a bit strong from Eric. But, I mean, there's so many. I mean, I thought the Australians were fantastic too.
Mm.
I mean, no, we expect it in the pool. But it's totally different in the track and field compared to the pool. But we expected in the pool, but I thought our track and field athletes were great. Maybe our cyclists weren't quite at the level they normally were. The great moments that we had with the basketball, with Paddy Mills. Didn't we all fall in love with him even more than we've ever had in the past?
Yeah, and we did a great job in the pool as well. I mean, in fact, the athletes right across the board did an amazing job at the Olympics. And at the Paralympics too.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Jason Richardson's here. He's a man of all sports. He can cover anything, but he's here specifically for the racing, and there's big racing at Caulfield. But, so what we might do, Richo, is just, before we take our first break, you just talk with your biggest races, and then we can go more specific when we come back after the break. Group 1 racing, I'm not right across it like I would normally be. But
what do you mean you're not?
Well, I've been a bit busy. We have Group 1 racing.
Yes.
The Sir Rupert Clark Stakes. Behemoth is in there. We've got Ana Vista, which is Tim's horse. That's racing on the weekend. So give us your sort of big ones.
Ana Vista, of course, not being Tim's horse, but being Job's horse and Tommy Bell Jones. Are you in it? You got a little... You got a slither.
I'm a silent partner.
He's that silent. He's got nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And Ana Vista should win, actually.
Really?
That's early on the day. That's not in the group one, but Ana Vista will be about a $2.30 favourite. So Rupert Clark's a beauty. It's 1,400 metres at Caulfield, but it's a classic handicap. So 59 kilos for Big Behemoth, all the way down to 52 kilos. So that's 7 kilos spread in the weights, you know, is 1 kilo worth a length and a half? You're trying to do your calculations. There's a horse right at the bottom, like
I've got
Poland.
Yes, that's my male.
Does Poland run really well? What's the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
Well played. What's the capital of Turkey?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Incorrect.
Well, we're not here for a geography lesson.
Ankara.
My mate
anchoring me this segment.
Anchorage is in Alaska. What are you
Ankara.
Talking about? Oh, Ankara.
Right.
So back to Poland, who's my mate owns it over here in Western Australia, rang me yesterday and said it's flying.
Well, it is flying. That's good news. Blinkers going on the first time for a horse that can go forward, absorb good pressure. There's going to be good pressure in the race. Buffalo River will be there. Groundswell will be there. And if he can absorb that pressure and then kick with such a light weight, can Big Behemoth, with 59 chasing down, can probably... He's around 40 to 1, this horse.
Right. Okay. Who's throwing the leg over Behemoth? Because Jamie Carr was going to be
40 to 1. Who's 40 to 1?
Poland.
Poland is.
$23 here it's got, are you?
Oh, what are you looking on?
Just in the paper.
No. It was printed 6 weeks ago, Chair.
We're a bit slow over it.
Behemoth ridden by Craig Williams.
Ah, okay.
Who has won the race on 6 occasions, same as Damien Oliver.
Has he got the nice, soft Jamie Carr hands? Does he put him to sleep like Jamie?
Well, he won the race last year on Behemoth. Behemoth's trying to be the first horse since 2001 to go back-to-back, and that horse was, of course, the great tester,
Rosser.
Yeah. Thank you.
So is Craig Williams, is he going to get a lot of the Jamie Carr rides in or not?
Willow, we call him.
Willow? Yeah. Well, he's a gun jockey, isn't he?
Yeah, we know that. Don't tell
Brett
something
Brett Preble's
going to
cash in.
Well, Brett Preble's, at the moment, we've had two Victorian Group 1s, and they've both been won by Brett Preble.
Well,
and he's riding Probabil, who's obviously a champion New Zealand mare. Are you still with us, Gaz?
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Writing it all down. Incentivise is the horse that everyone's talking about. Give us your pricey on him, please.
Well, he was impressive. He's been given 55.5 kilos for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup. That's weighted right up to the top level.
Mm-hmm. Should we backweigh him for both?
Well, normally we would be already secured. Normally our group, our little text group.
We didn't get that.
Well, you know why? Because the internationals, we don't know who's coming because of all the new regulations. So therefore, you know, I threw the toys out with the cop for a while.
Yes, because you've all, in the past, you've had the smoky, the international smoky each and every
normally,
year.
I'm on
the money
in June.
Been. Yeah,
on the money. I'm on in June. And here we are in September and we still don't know who's actually going to pass the various criteria to come out here. I thought it was Rodrigo Diaz, but we don't know yet.
We're talking about six horses, six internationals or not?
Don't know if it'll be that many.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My information... Normally, hey, pretty. My information, your track horse, information is normally spot on.
Really?
It is.
Where'd you get your information from? Jackie Felgate's normally got the finger on the pulse, looking, you know, she normally knows a bit about it.
I got track insiders.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hold on to them for a minute because we're going to take a break and then we'll go through the card.
Oh, we'll go through the card?
Well, either that or go through the main races and then we'll put your tips up because I've got nothing to do tomorrow, so I need to do that. For my racehorse, yes. Elite Racing, affordable ownership, myracehorse.com. Jason Richardson still with us.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Previewing this weekend's racing with the number one man in racing, that is Jason Richardson, author of McDonald's Barista Made Coffee, smoother than a last-minute victory McCafe. Coffee fit for every racing Aussie. He's in the studio with Wispy. He's back. We haven't quite nutted out how we're going to do this, but we'll go through. And I'm not there. Just don't know anything about racehorsing. So we're going to fly.
We've been talking about everything but racehorsing during the break.
We've been talking about fashion. Tim's hat's fantastic. I'm wearing the little beanie from XTM, which is Ski for Steve Lee, which is raising money for Steve Lee. Olympic downhill skier who's had a stroke. The skiing fraternity is getting around him, so jump on XTM Performance's website and buy a beanie.
What colour would you call that?
This one's lilac.
I tell you what, most people can't wear lilac, but you can.
Thank you. Thank you, Wispy. And also, can I quickly, Gaz, just say, one thing about racing that I'm loving this new My Racehorse team is trying to bring different people and small little interested people who can't afford to buy a big share in a racehorse, get them into racing, and they've got now a My Super Stable. So what about this? Cost you $150 and you get a little share in 26 horses.
Yeah, I saw that.
So Matty Ellen and Simon Zara will train all of them.
Yeah.
And so that's teaming up with David Moody and Heskett Bloodstock, jumping in with them, and you get a little tiny snippet of all these horses. You'll get all the videos. So it's sort of like being as you're supporting them as a team. You won't be a millionaire on the back of it. But by G, you can have some fun on the way.
And you can do some serious bragging.
There you go. And do you get the trainers' videos
updates
as well?
Oh, I love
you'll
those. You'll get them for 26 horses, though, so make sure you clear your inbox
and
if you don't
mind.
You'll
have sprinters and you'll have stayers and you'll have the whole gamut. Nicely done. Let's go to Caulfield. Race one, there are thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands with their pens ready. Away we go.
Now, Garrity, what I'm doing is, look, the last thing I'd want to do is tip you a favourite. So I'm always looking for something at a bigger price.
We like a winner. Yeah. If you can say, I think this will win, but I like this at value.
Okay. So you're setting the rules. Appreciate that. I think number two, the Gouch will win, but at $4.80 on your guide,
on the money, by the way.
Might not be a betting proposition for you. But
hey, Richo, just quickly, are these the ones that you'll send through tomorrow or are these other ones?
No, you'll be getting the private account with the really good stuff. This is
I'm not going to bother writing down there.
This is serious stuff.
So the Gouch should be really hard to beat, number two, and Ferretti's the value in the race, horse number three, at around $10. With Little Willow in the saddle, who's ready to have a massive day. So that's race one. The PFD Food Services for NJT, 1200 metre. The time
on it. Have to read that out. They're not sponsors of ours. Isn't that race two?
Sure. Okay, be like that then. race number two. I thought the value in the race might be Ocean Beyond. Horse number eight, Harry Coffey and Daniel Bowman. Only a couple of starts. Show a lot of promise early. Forget what happened last preparation. Can improve this prep. And in an average race, I'm not keen to spend a lot of money in earlies.
That's what we like.
I love it when you say, forget what happened last preparation, as if it didn't matter. What, they just stuffed it up, did they, the last preparation?
Well, what they did is, because sometimes, Tim, you would remember back in your athletic days, you know, sometimes, doesn't matter how hard you train, you're just not in a great, rich vein of form.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you ever remember that?
No.
No, I was going to say, maybe, Gaz, that's probably more in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Got to rush shorty in race three.
We do, and that is Heresy, let alone Heresy, horse number one. Now, I'm looking for value, big boy. You ready for this? Biddy, yep. Biddy, biddy, beep, beep.
Yep.
Right
yep.
down the bottom. Number 10, ooh. Daisies can run well. Only had one start, ran fourth.
Mick Price.
At Cranbourne's, if you don't mind. I so like fourth Mick. At Cranbourne's, straight to 1,000 guineas prelude.
Like it.
Ridiculous stuff.
Oh, beautiful. Four, race four.
I feel like you're really moving me on.
Race, no, because we want to get
got
to
a lot
the
to get through,
race.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, okay. Don't need to yell. horse number five, down from Sydney, trained by Chris Waller, is way over the odds. His name is Cape Breton. Went to Queensland. He's $26. Went to Queensland. He'd won two races in Sydney, had a crack at a Group 1, didn't measure up there, but I love when Chris Waller winters horses in Brisbane. They're worth following in spring.
These are the things I want you to write down.
Winters
horses in Brisbane.
Wintered in Queensland.
Wintered.
Race 5 is not part of the quaddie, so you can go quickly.
Oh.
Number 5, Forbes will be hard to beat, around 750. Right. And number 7, Fake Love, 750.
Now the first leg, where we like to get away with a nice start.
Well, it's got to be Ana Vista. What are we hearing, Tim? What's
well,
the stable?
Give us something.
Good things.
Give
all
us something.
Good things.
Such as?
All good things. Drawn well.
Over-raced a bit.
Yes, it is drawn well.
Who's riding?
Johnny.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Lighthands?
Alan. Johnny. He's got no idea. Should we give Tommy Bell Chambers a call? Who's the brains of the operation, Tommy or Job?
Give Job a call.
I'm going to Tommy. So you've
right.
got
I'll get, I'll get some updated information for
Ana
you.
Ana Visto, extremely hard
one
to...
Out.
What's that? No. Don't put him one out. Or her one out. Right down the bottom. Now, Chris Waller's also got it accepted in Sydney. If they come to Melbourne, a horse called Steel Diamond, number 12, might be the danger in the race at about $17. Geez, I've got some big prices today for you, Tim.
$17.
$17. It ran second, unlucky behind Signora Nero for Chris Waller in Sydney at Kembla Grange. Mm. Now, that's a horse to follow. If it can get into the Caulfield Cup, it'll run well, Signora Nero.
Dermot has been scratched, by the way.
Dermot?
Mm.
Who's Dermot?
Dermot Breton.
Oh, Cape Breton's out.
Yep.
Damn, so they're going to stay in Sydney. Follow it in Sydney. Okay. Keep going
nice.
With that.
Ooh. Strong feedback second. On that horse that we were talking about before. Yeah. Strong
Visto.
Feedback.
From Ana Visto.
Give us the what
it says. Well, it starts with W.
Wins.
Oh. As long as you don't say the M word.
Nice.
Don't ever say the moral word.
Race 7, second leg of the quarter. You got the Melbourne Cup horse in here.
That's exactly right. Vow and Declare, the champ, won't be winning this race, though. Nonconformist, horse number 11 is the one they all have to beat. It's a $4.40 favour. I reckon that's a fair price for Nonconformist. It can be the testing material. Delphi will run well. Horse number 4 at around $8.50. If you're looking for a real roughie, it might be number 7 in Chapada, who's second up from a spell.
Just give your definition to everybody of a roughie, though, please.
I'm looking at double figures. So on 7 horse racing tomorrow, because we've got Dean Lester giving his tips, Bruce McAvaney giving their tips. So we've got, and the racing.com team, Clint Hutchison. So I try to give something at double figures plus.
Steel Diamond's been scratched. Another one of the
Steel Diamond's been scratched too.
Yes.
Okay, so they're now both running in Sydney. Follow them in Sydney.
Right.
Follow them in Sydney.
You're giving us a good heads up in Sydney so far. Race 8.
Okay, we'll go back to race 6, Smarty Pants. Don't tell the boss will go in at $19. Go back to race number 4 then. And if Cape Breton's now out. Hey, here's one for you.
Give us the other wintered horses.
Hang on. Race 4. Cape Breton's out. So Dermot's out.
Yes.
Now, there's a horse who went down to the provincials and won with a breathtaking turn of foot.
Yes,
number
exactly
8.
Exactly who you're talking about.
His name is Tim Sun.
That's when Lesby goes out for lunch.
I backed it.
You did not back Tim
Sun. No, you're right. I didn't.
So, codename Job, race 4, number 8, Tim Sun.
Tim Sun.
Tim Sun.
Tim Sun.
Tim
Sun. Let's hope it's not scratch. Race 8.
Jeez, you've changed, haven't you? I feel like we're drifting apart. Can I take that Simon Eichold comment back?
No.
Should have gone
with
Tony Campbell.
We'll be back next week when I'm back. The week after when I'm back in the studio.
This is the last time I'm doing this.
No,
haven't we already spoken about that, Two Dogs?
Yeah, we did.
Mm. I thought number 16, Poland. I think Dice Roll will run really well as well, which is horse number 14 at $17. But Bo Ross is the one they have to beat. Ridden by Linda Meach. She'd become the first female rider in Australian racing history to win a Group One as a mum.
Ooh,
it's a great story.
That is a great story. Yeah. That is a great
story. You'll see and hear those stories and a lot more on Seven's coverage tomorrow, Tim.
And no one presents a story quite as well as you do, Richo.
Well, actually, Bruce will present that story.
Except for Bruce.
present us with the last leg of the quaddy, if you will.
Okay, hurry me up again. Okay, it's fine. Race number 9. Okay, right down the bottom. Now, here's one at a big price. See, Bella Nipotine will be hard to beat, $5.50.
Yes,
Gary shakes his head and says, yeah, she's so honest. She's just honest. Reliable, puts herself on speed.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Smoking Val at $21, horse number 14, which is only one more than 13, will run extremely well. John O'Connor, Dean Holland, put it in your quaddy. Some of the others are pretty obvious, but Smoking Val can run well.
Smoking Val.
You are a star. I've said it repeatedly, and now people are coming around. The feedback coming through is great. Nonconformist is an absolute muncher. This is what we're going to discuss next time around.
Nonconformist is not a muncher?
That's what's... I'm just repeating
what
comes
happened?
Off the
old
paper
text. Who was it? Name names.
Oh, you did go on well. You'd be good.
No, name names.
David.
David. Now, listen, Dave.
Hang on a minute.
He's third up from a spell, and what he is... He's group three, and this is his level. In the past, he's been tackling group ones.
Dermot has been scratched in Sydney, too.
No. Kate Breton scratched in Sydney.
Yes, Katie Price just sent that through. Thanks, Katie.
Good on you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Well, there's somebody in the turf world that knows what's going on, Gary.
Note to self, check scratchings before coming in.
Richard, thank you, brother.
Our get-on show, don't bother watching that if you're watching. Just about 9 scratchings. You can all get
stuff. It's a good start. We're off to a good start.
Are we, though?
We'll get better. Thank you very much. Do you want to... Which one have we got here? The My Racehorse stuff is the Super Stables recently been launched. We spoke about that.
$150, 26 horses. Just click on it. And you know what? There's a gift card as well. And I'm going to give, I'll tell you what, when the D's salute, when you're celebrating,
that,
you should
can
give.
You stop going with that moral stuff too, because the people out there don't like it when you say that.
They are home, mate. They are the best team in it. Right. You've got an unbelievable midfield.
Get him out of here, please.
He's gone. He's gone.
That's enough of you. We will talk again. Thank you very much, Jason Richardson.
I feel like we're drifting apart.
Lovely to have you. MyRacehorse.com. How's my computer going?
What's not too hard?
MyRacehorse.com.au. Affordable ownership, MyRacehorse.com.